This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim, Agit Yar, Agazinta Winter. You know, when we wished last night a Gazinta Winter, it's amazing how powerful that bracha was. All of a sudden, it became winter. I think we should start saying Agazinta Autumn or something. That might be better. We're probably better off saying Agazinta Spring, you know? Maybe that would be better. Anyway, okay, so we're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua, and we're moving right along. I believe we are up to Simen Chaf Gimel. Dine Tzitzis Beveis HaKvarais, the laws of Tzitzis in a cemetery. Says the Mechaber, Mutter Likonis Beveis HaKvarais V'lover Tzitzis, permitted to enter a cemetery wearing Tzitzis V'ushalei Nigra HaKvarais, as long as it's not dragging on the kever. Avalam hu nigra al kvaris asr mishum loy glorash. If it's dragging on the kever, it's asr because you're mocking the poor. Bamed dvar mamurim. When was that an issue? Bimeyem shum atilam tzitzis b'mavo shaloshum tzarch atzmam. This is only, again, the Mechaber is saying it's only an issue of loy glorash when you have these long tzitzis dragging on the kever. If it's not dragging on the kever, there's no problem. But that's in their days, when they actually put tzitzis on their clothing that they wore for clothing. So it's not loig l'rash if the tzitzis was apparent, it's only loig l'rash if it's dragging on the kever. Aval anu shein mechavnehem elo shemitzah, but we don't put tzitzis on our clothing, we wear a special beged for tzitzis. Asar afilu einam negram, then it's asar even if it's not dragging. V'ani mili kishat tzitzis megulam, that's when the tzitzis are uncovered. Aval hei mechusim mutar, but if they're covered, it's permitted. Says Mishneh Berurah Loig L'Rosh, Shenir K'machar, if it looks like you're blaspheming them, She'en Micham L'Kaimus HaMitzvahs, you're mocking them. And it's not nice, not correct. It's usher to mock someone. It's usher to mock someone that I could do something that you can't do. It's a certain sensitivity, even though, you know, we just read in Koheles, V'hameisim Einam Yoidim Me'uma. Could be the dead, they don't see your tzitzis, but it doesn't matter. The same way you have to be sensitive to the challah, you have to be sensitive to a mess. Now it's interesting, many have a practice that if somebody, let's say, does not walk well, so it's not nice to sort of speed by them. You know, in a way, it's lo yig l'rosh. You're, aha, I could walk, you can't walk. So you sort of slow down your gait, and you walk, you know, very slow, as if, you know, you don't want to speed by them. Okay, it's a sensitivity. L'tzarch atzmam. They wore it for them. Shayaz minag bigdeyam asum in arba kanfais. Back in the day, they had four-cornered garments. Hey mechusim is permitted if it's covered. Kagan shemach bi'es ha-tzitzis shalatalas gadol tachas kanfek susay. That is, you hide the tzitzis of the talas gadol under your clothing. So if you're wearing a talis gadol, you want to hide the tzitzis under your clothing. What about a talis katan? May I time a gam a talis katan? Shalav she tachas lamadav ein ba mishum leg l'rosh, ki mishum mechusa. For this reason, even a talis katan that you wear under your clothing is no leg l'rosh because it's covered. Im loy shahilach bi levosha elyon. Unless, of course, you're not wearing a jacket. So gambahem aser ad sheyischave maknafis, they would be aser until you stick the strings into the corners. And prim gadam asher yishachem talis gadol af mechusa kivin shemiuchal latfila. Prim gadam is mashma, don't even wear a talis gadol, even if you stick it in the strings and hide them, because the talis gadol is designated for tefila. Chaim beis Yosef loy mashma can't say mashma this way in the beis Yosef. Begam derech chaim saw some mechusa mechusa motor. Derech chaim also unqualifiedly says that if it's covered, a talis gadol is mutter. Okay, sif beis geish noyegim likshar shnei tzitzios shebeshnei knafayim zemza kishenechnasu besek varasvola hiulu klum besakenasam. What some people do is, in order to avoid the aloig l'rush, they take two strings and they tie the two strings together, and the Mechaber says that they're not accomplishing anything. By just tying two strings together, that does not accomplish anything. Says Mishnah Rabbah Takanah, some da'afal pisha koshim ze'im ze. even though they tie it together, they're not nullifying the mitzvah. I mean, they think by doing that they're nullifying the mitzvah, so it's not loig l'rush because they're not mekayim the mitzvah. But they're not nullifying the mitzvah. Why? Da'alav kesher shakayamu, it's not a permanent. The da'itatus geshmiyam says beis hakfaris, their intent is to undo it as soon as they leave the cemetery. Okay, ain't shakasa b'simin yud siv gimel. V'oid l'fi da'itam shesoivim shenizbalu atzitzis b'kshirasam in kein loiv shem beged b'lit tzitzis. And according to them, that they think they're nisbatal the tzitzis, so then they're wearing a garment without tzitzis. I guess the Mishnah Berurah is saying, even if you grant their svara, so what are they accomplishing? So they're walking around with a beged of four corners without tzitzis. You can't do that either. Siv Gimel. Hanichnas toich arba amas shalmei soishal kever. If you're going within four cubits of a dead body, or a grave, dinar kenichnas beis hakfaris, it has the same status of entering a cemetery. B'makim shenagin lahasir tzitzis mitalas hameis babayis. In a place, what the minhag is to remove the tzitzis of the talus of a mace in the house. Some places, they would remove the strings of the talus of a mace in the bayis. So if the people who are carrying the mace are wearing tzitzis, then there is an issue of loig l'rash. Now we're up to a new issue. The issue is, the mess right now is wearing tzitzis. If you're going to remove his strings, if the people removing them are wearing tzitzis, that's also loig l'rash. Says Mishmar shal kever, v'afil b'kever shal katan yishach mishum loig l'rash. Even the kever of a katan, you should be machmer. Interesting. The Dirshu brings down that in Siman Ayin Aleph he brings, don't say Kaddish or any learning within four amos of a mace. It's also loig l'rush. But if you say Kaddish for the mace, the Geshar Chayim, Rabbi Chil Michal Tegachinsky says, the minig is to say it because it's for his kavod, it's not loig l'rush. You're allowed to say Tchinos u'Bakashos, Davening Shachris. It's interesting, Rav Shmuel Salant, when he went to Kever Rachel, he only said it in the praise there in like the hallway because of Kever L'Rash. Regarding Shachris in the Kever Rameir Balanes or the Rajbi, since they're buried deep within a cave, it's a separate Rishon, it's not Loig L'Rash. Okay. The Shema Nishma. Okay, now why is it no loig l'rash? Why is it loig l'rash not to have tzitzis by the kever of a katan? The Shema Nishma Adam Gadol, who maybe he had the neshama of a great person, avol bekever isha, but the kever of a woman, the b'chaya gam came b'tura lak mishum loig l'rash. That during her life she was pater, so there's no loig l'rash. Dinoi kinechnas beis hakvaras. It's like entering a cemetery. I only come up with some mem hey, but Mishnah Bura. Where he says that if you're at the beginning of a cemetery, it's also only within four amos. If you're in the middle of the cemetery, it's also even more than four amos. Okay, next Mishnah Bura, b'makom shenagim acharim eskim dafilu b'makom shenagim lahasar gamkin ikom misham loig l'rash hosham misham terminat tzitzis. The acharim conclude, even if you do not remove the tzitzis from the mess, and the mess is wearing tzitzis, it's still loig l'rash for you to wear tzitzis, because the mess is pater from tzitzis, and you're wearing tzitzis that you get a mitzvah for, loig l'rash, hainu mat tzitzis m'gulun kalel, that is if the tzitzis are uncovered. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, great to see everybody back. We'll continue tomorrow in Siman Chav Dalet. And Bezus Hashem, next week we start Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, so Kol Tov everyone, Bracha V'Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.